Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers defeated the University of South Florida last night 70-53 at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Two things jumped off the page: Indiana's second half defense only allowing 19 points, and Indiana's offense only committing 3 turnovers in the second half. Robert Johnson, the senior guard, and junior forward Juwan Morgan led the way.
Me and, you know, Colin is the most experienced guys on this team, and that's something we're going to need, whether it's points, rebounding, just being vocal, bringing guys together. I think, you know, I have to make even more strides with that going forward.
Johnson was the catalyst on the offensive end, scoring 21 points on 9 of 14 shooting and making all 3-point field goals he tried. He was 3 for 3. On the defensive end, though, it was junior Juwan Morgan.
Everybody pretty much rallied around his energy and his effort, and I think once we, you know, built on that, it was good for us.
Johnson handled the offense, and Morgan organized the defense.
It was just coming together on the defensive end because we're at our best when we're in transition, and it makes offense so much easier when you're going 3-on-2, 2-on-1, things like that, and we just had to get the stops on defense, and we knew the offense would come with that. Piggybacking off of what Rob said, I think they're the most experienced, but also I'm in that leadership role as well. And since they're taking over pretty much the offense side of things, because I just like to let my offense come through, offense rebounds and things like that, I think I just take more pride in the defensive side. And if I can get us a stop and then somebody go down and hit the big three, I'm just as happy with that as hitting three myself.
Juwan Morgan finished with 15 points and 10 rebounds in the Hoosiers' victory. Indiana, 2 more chances this week to improve. Arkansas State, 7 o'clock on Wednesday, and Eastern Michigan, 4:30 on Friday. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It's 2 down and 1 to go for Tom Allen's Indiana football team. They needed to close their season with 3 consecutive wins. They've taken care of the first 2, defeating Illinois and shutting out Rutgers 41-0 on Saturday.
Tell you what, just so proud of our seniors. You know, when you have a special day like this, to recognize those guys that meant so much to our program, you just want to see them play their best. And, man, they sure did. I was just all 3 phases working well together. And we just never let them get anything going on either side of the ball and just kind of buried them. And that's the mentality you want to have. Just so proud of our guys up front and both sides of the ball. And that's where this game was decided.
Indiana's defense pitching a shutout on Saturday, holding Rutgers to less than 200 yards and obviously no points.
Yeah, there's no question. It's hard to do. You know, you look at the teams that they've played and the way they've played them. You know, it's just, you know, our kids prepared well, and I really felt good about our preparation and thought we were going to play well. But you got to go out and do it, you know. And what I think, you know, doesn't always mean anything if they don't fulfill it on the field. But I felt like our guys were ready, and they played that way. Like I said, you just couldn't say enough about these senior class and the way they decided to finish. And we're not done yet.
And how about the Indiana ground game? 2 backs over 100 yards, and the Hoosiers salting the game away with the running attack.
We had challenged our guys about that. Their run defense has been strong, you know, and that's why I knew it was going to be a challenge. And I thought we could throw the ball on them, but I thought that running was going to be a challenge. And that's something we've been focusing on. We've talked about all the time, about running the football. And, man, I tell you what, I think we ran even 24 straight plays without throwing a pass and scored 14 points that way. And, wow, that's impressive. That's hard to do that.
2 down, 1 to go. Indiana-Purdue, the old Oaken Bucket, Saturday at noon. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.